Falcon fans, welcome back. Another episode of D Block.
Welcome to the block.
Guys, what's up?
Friday.
Great day of work. Hey guys, check it out. I got a couple things on my mind I need to speak on. First thing, let me clear some things up right quick. First of all, D Block, we don't disrespect no team, no player.
Preach.
And we definitely don't never, ever, ever disrespect the Shield. So I heard a couple shots was thrown at D Block last week after the game.
Yeah.
We're not gonna get on it now, but stay tuned. 2-3 weeks from now,
we will
touch on that. You know what I mean? I see everything, I hear everything.
Yes, sir.
Already. The block, no.
Business number two. Stay with me, guys. Business number two. I think it was Monday, Tuesday after the game. Training staff. Shouts out to the training staff back there.
Hey,
equipment guys.
Kitty.
Excuse me. Equipment guys.
Shout out to Kitty.
Equipment guys.
Nephew and the boss.
Nephew African. Give a clip. Give a clip of African. Y'all remember? WS.
WS Swag.
Spell it again.
Dig in the archives.
WS Swag. Dig in there. Do your homework. You remember who that guy is. He called me up Monday, Tuesday, and you know we had some roster moves. So they wanted to know.
Call me too.
They call you up?
We
had a couple roster moves, so they wanted to decide who to bring on D Block. You know, we needed to do a little locker shuffling or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Rent man.
A little rent man. So we came up with this guy. This guy, he's not part of D Block, but he has a resident on D Block.
He played rent.
Pay rent. Good guy though.
Good guy.
So we got a little press conference we want to have. Look. Hey, matter of fact, look at him here. See him studying? Hey, what's up, brother? What's up, brother?
Cliff Matt.
How you doing?
How's it going, brother?
How you doing?
Everything good?
Cliff Matt.
How you doing, sir?
Strong.
He can't do that.
He like you,
sir.
Hey, I see you there doing what you doing, some homework?
Yeah, I'm just
studying.
Looking over some plays, getting ready for this weekend.
Have a little seat, folks. We have a little press conference right now.
Press conference,
you're
man.
You're new on D-Block. I know you probably don't know what's going on. You know, not familiar with D-Block. But this going to be your locker now, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. First of all, boy, strong, boy.
Country strong.
But that being said, we got a job for you. Welcome to D-Block. Your locker going to be here, so, you know, you part of the family.
Yes, sir.
You all right?
Yes, sir.
So we want to bless you.
See, Matthew.
You know what I mean?
I appreciate the opportunity living at D Block.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't charge.
Hold on. We do questions.
Mic snatching?
We had a little press conference here, so we're going to let the guys just take a little shot at you. The guys got some questions, so we can find out a little about you. You know what I mean? I'm getting dressed right here next to you. I need to know about the guys
up,
I'm next to.
Straight up, you know what I mean?
D Block, y'all got anything for him right quick?
Cliff Foot.
Brother.
Cliff.
Mm-hmm. When you got the news that you're going to be on the block, how you feel about it?
I was ecstatic about the opportunity.
Ecstatic.
I know how y'all guys do over here. Y'all don't start no trouble.
Yeah.
Y'all just look out for one another and just keep it real, keep it 100.
Yes, sir.
I like him.
I like that answer right there. D Block, we're talking about that,
man. You know, we excited to have you on the block, man. I've been watching you this week, man. You out there on the field.
Yeah.
I feel like you're gonna have a chance to get out there and show some people what you can do, man. Let's talk about, you know, the week of preparation you got going on, man.
Well, this full week, you know, I've just been practicing hard. Been getting a lot of reps, getting ready for this weekend. You know, I got an opportunity to get a lot of snaps.
There you go.
You know, Sunday, so I'm just got to take advantage of it.
Yes, sir. That's my life.
Play.
There we go.
Good luck to you, big dog.
Just go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself, man. You know, you want to get to know you. People want to get to know you, too. So, you know.
Some people think it's Clifford. Some people think it's Cliff.
Tell them what Cliff, your name is.
I mean,
Deacon Cliff.
My name is Cliff Matthews.
Cliff what? Cliff.
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 That's right. Government name is Clifton, but I go by Cliff.
Oh, Cliffin.
That's the deacon name.
By Cliff.
Yeah, Frederick.
Went to school at South Carolina.
Okay.
4 years, criminal justice major.
Okay, locking people up.
The man is part of the law.
Criminal justice. Just a simple person.
Okay.
Quiet, ongoing, like to have fun.
There we go.
You know, I don't start too much choking.
Write it down now, people.
Hey, no, it's time to go to work.
Write it down.
I like this. Hey, I like this.
Good, I am, man. I like this.
You got to talk.
The more I like it, son. More I like
what are you passionate about, Cliff?
Passionate?
What is your passion? What do you love to do in your spare time, man?
On my spare time.
Because I always see you with the, you know, something on your ears.
Headphones on. Or it's either music or food.
Okay.
I listen to all type of music. I can cook.
Okay, with grits, eggs.
A little bit of everything.
All right.
Well, you can't make rice.
Hey.
We're going to make an emulsion.
I'm from South Carolina.
We're going to make an emulsion.
Okay, so you know how them collard greens
are. Block muscles.
Yeah, man.
You're going to be the muscle right now.
Security.
You know what I mean? You're new here. That's a little job. You know, if you got any little problems, you know, somebody coming through with drawing paper over, you the muscle right now. You know what I mean? We're going to start with that.
You know what I mean? Safe. We already feel a little bit more safe on the block with you over there.
Oh, man.
I got a question. You dreading up? You going dreads now with that?
It's the process.
Man, the more this guy talk, man, the more I like him, man.
He in the stage.
We have a big game.
Good process.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Hey, but welcome to D Block, man.
Hey,
you know what I mean? Go ahead and do whatever you was doing and carry on, man.
I'm going to get out y'all way. I just appreciate everything.
Man, look at it, man. Well, man.
Well, man.
I like it, man.
Soft spoken, but when it's time,
can I get a drink?
Yes, sir. Hey, what's up?
Get you a shoulder. Get you a shoulder.
There you go, man. All right, see y'all guys later.
All right, man.
They ask you where you got that shoulder. That's tell them Tony gave you that.
Falcon fans, welcome back. Welcome back. Next guest we bringing in is this. It's been real important, you know, to our success that we've been having here. He's behind the scenes type of guy. D Block, y'all ready for him? Rubisky, come on in, man. This is the wide receiver coach right here, man.
What's up, monster coach?
The monster coach, man.
The monster coach, man.
D-Block,
man.
D-Block.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you, man. What's up, D-Block?
We got Pat in the back, but
He can't. Hey, welcome to D Block.
Oh, hey, look, I'm gonna tell you this, man. Look, I just got to tell you, man. It's such an honor to be on D Block.
Oh,
I'm just telling you, man. I go all the way back to the preseason game. You know what I do? You know what I did? I went back and looked at it all the way back to Kansas City.
Okay.
And I done played in Kansas City, man, a million times. You know, this is my 39th year. Yeah. I walked out to Kansas City, everybody in the stand was hollering, D-Block, D-Block, D-Block. I said, man, I got to be on D-Block.
Yes,
I got to get on D-Block. Then I realized right from the jump, the only chance I had to get on D-Block was to make sure Roddy White played the best, make sure Julio played the best, get Harry to catch one ball. If Harry catches the ball, I said, okay, I'm going to get me on D-Block. You know what I mean? So every day, man, every day from that day, I'm just telling you, every day from that day, I go back up to my desk. I do all I can do to make sure my cats shine so I can get on D Block.
Yes, sir.
If I could just get a D Block hat now, I'm going
to
be
Of course, we've been trying to get you here for a long time. I know you've been real busy with the guys. You know, we know that's a headache coaching, you know, those receivers.
You know what it is. You know what it is.
I know it's a headache.
It's more than a headache. It's a pain. I'm not going to say what it is on D Block.
Right.
It's a pain. It ain't easy. It's a pain, man. As old people say, it's a pain where you sit down. It's a pain. Dealing with that group.
Hold on, let's touch on what you were speaking on. How many years has it been for you?
This, I believe, how old are you, man?
I'm 21, coach.
Yeah, you're 21. I forgot how young you were. I'm sorry.
I'm 21. Ask this guy. Yeah, over there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you got all the hair on his face. This is 39. This is 39 in the NFL. I'm not coaching anywhere. Haven't coached high school ball. I've never coached college ball. I've done nothing but professional coach. This is 39. That's how long I've been doing it.
You know? Okay.
And after all the years of doing it, I can say the group I got is the biggest pain I've ever had. The Roddy, them cats are true pain. And I just got to tell you, man. But I tell you what, especially Harry. I'm glad you said that. Harry. You know, Harry. Listen, they say every family got a black sheep in it.
Yeah. That's the one.
No. Harry is two sheep. Harry, you talking about a pain.
You're
talking about a pain.
You trying to take
shots out of
there. I can be honest with you, and I know they say a lot of time on air and all, on air, you ain't supposed to curse, but I read the Bible and Harry is a pain.
Okay. Hey, bleep that out.
That's a bad.
That's a donkey, huh? A donkey.
I'm talking about a donkey.
You
got to be from the D block to know I'm talking about a donkey.
A donkey.
That's what Harry is. You know,
we love him, though.
But oh, I love him, too. I wouldn't trade him for the world. I wish I had a
fiber. Shout out to the donkey, HD.
HD, shout out to the donkey. And he's coming straight from the D block.
That's where we bring it from.
I woke up this morning and this is a little research, man. Y'all go deep.
Now listen, that wasn't a wig. That wasn't a wig.
That was a wig.
That was original. That was
real.
That's where it used to be. It used to be right up there. Yeah, but that was back in the day when you could really ride down the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Even guys in the weed block, Superfly.
Superfly.
People knew what was happening.
There we go.
Now wait, you just show them this one.
Tell me your mind frame. Where you was at right there?
Right. That's about. That's what I'm saying. That's about the score.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And you know it's coming. Look at the smile. Look at the smile.
Okay. Because I'm used to the Heisman pole.
Yeah.
I don't really know what.
But that's what I was trying to make my own.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. That wasn't no Heisman.
That's when the pitchers was pitching. That's
what I'm saying to you. That's before the Heisman. That was a Meisman.
I like the action pitches. I was going to get back to the action pitches, man. I like it.
But hey, this deep block is really live. You guys got it going good. I'm happy to be a part of it. And just look, anytime you want me, you call me.
Oh, yes,
where I'm at.
Yes,
I'll drop what I'm doing to come hang out at the deep block.
I like it. I like it.
I'm happy to be here. I appreciate y'all drink, too. I appreciate you giving me a drink to come. Yeah, I like a little drink with my deal. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm good to roll. You know, anything else you need from me?
Let's get off the field a little bit, man. Let's let the fans know off the field. Working. I know you spend a lot of time here in the building with the headache guys.
Yes.
And Harry.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So let's get the fans a little
Roddy
insight.
White, man.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes. Yes. Roddy White. You know me. Yeah.
Give us something off the field. Where can we find you doing off the field a little bit in your downtime?
You know what? When I'm trying to kick back and relax a little bit, it depends on where I'm at. You know, but I'll roll a little bit anywhere. You might find me rolling up anywhere. You know.
Okay.
And this time of the year, I'm always at my Hawks game.
Okay.
You know what I mean, I go to the Hawks game and I got my own little seat and I'm sitting up in the bleachers watching and checking it out. You know what I mean? And that relaxes my mind. You know, I go watch other sports, relaxes my mind.
Shout out to the Hawks, man. Atlanta Hawks, man.
Shout out to the Hawks.
Home team, man.
You
know, I had to bring them on.
I go watch them. I usually catch. You know what I did the other night? I went watch him against LeBron.
Okay.
So I took some of my little boys with me from the equipment room.
Uh-huh.
Them cats was rolling with me. They were good. So after the game, I took them to the locker room. Nephew, you know, they're Kenny. They're happy. We took them out there to meet LeBron. So they're, Coach, how you know LeBron? Well, I told him when he was in high school, I actually caught about 50 of his high school games.
Okay.
I used to go to all his games. We got to be friends with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I do, you know. And once I get out of the building, I find my way around town, you know. Yeah. So I used to, you know, I used to spend a lot of time just hanging out, going out and see what's happening, you know. I used to go to that P. Diddy place.
Justin.
I used to go to Justin. I used to drop in P. Diddy every now and then. I'd drop in and check it out.
Okay.
You know,
all right, cool.
The whole place went out of business. Okay. We must have run out of money, but, you know, shout out to P. Diddy. You know,
I ain't not Diddy either, man.
You know, when I grew up, man, I know who I want to be.
We just keep on. And now once the season break, once we done, and I'm really trying to unwind, now you might find me anywhere. You know what I mean? Once the whistle blow and I'm done, I'm either going to Amsterdam,
uh-oh,
I'm going to Paris.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
I'm all over the place.
All over the place.
You might find me anywhere. You understand?
Yeah.
Venice. You know, depending on the mood I'm in.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Venice. Now, when I've got to keep it local, you know, when Smitty said, hey, you got to be nearby in case I call, I need you. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Then I tell him, I said, okay, coach, I'm going to go down to Fort Lauderdale.
Uh-huh.
So when I go down there, now when I get down there, I got a little boat that I got. You know, I says a little boat. You know,
can you do a little fishing?
It's a 6 foot. No, I don't fish it. I got a
little
boat. It's a little 6 foot. So I go down there, take my boat. Yeah, I'll take my boat and then I'll cruise around and you see me. You know, D-Block might be sitting on the beach. You'll see me cruising past.
Cruise, that'll be you.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, coach.
I'll blow at you. You know what I'm saying? I'll blow at you a little bit now. And I'm going to have somebody on the front. My wife be laying up on the front. But now listen, I don't generally
shout
go.
Shout out to the wife, baby. Shout out to the wife.
Yeah,
we love the wife.
And like I said, I'll be down there. I'm kind of like everybody else. I like the beach. You know, I like the beach. I like the water. But I like the bass with my yacht because I don't like to get the sand in my feet.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the
sand. I don't
like
sand in my feet.
Man, I love it.
I don't go like that. You know what I'm saying? So when I get away, that's why you notice. That's why you notice when I'm here in the building. When I grind, I grind.
Yes, sir.
Because I know when I leave, I leave. You know what I'm saying? And then you know that's just me. That's just how I roll. You know what I mean? So. You'll see me out and about town.
Got another spot for you.
Go with it.
Right here in D-Block.
D-Block.
Anytime you want to come through, man, you know you're good, Oscar.
Oh, man, I'm so happy to be a
come
part
through,
of D-Block.
Come through, man.
You got a fan.
I'm so happy to be a part of it.
You got a fan for you?
You got a fan for me?
Get hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice and cool.
That's good.
We got it going on.
You told me y'all had a fan, man.
We got a little mute.
I'm just happy to come into the D-Block at my age, not because I don't need insurance no more. I'm old enough. You know?
Yeah, man.
I'm old enough now.
Free,
I got Medicare, Medicaid. Oh, yes, I got all them care, so I'm good to go. Obamacare will take care of me. We good to roll. We good to roll.
Hey, go.
So next time I come through, y'all holler at me, but next time I come through, you got to have a hat, man.
Oh, yeah.
I can't roll with a hat.
That's what we've been waiting on. We've been trying to give y'all this. Oh, man. Get to it, man. Oh. There you go. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Oh.
He said,
The beat came back on. I can't do it like this. Boy, you showed me doing it. Take him on out, Nick.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, dog.
Come on,
dog. For the dog to chase his tail. Who is it?
Take him on out, Nick.
He's a clapping dog. Good, my dog.